For the past few weeks, the grumblings around the state capitol were that the revenue forecast would be lower than anticipated. Instead, it's about $60 million higher.
You all have a lot of flexibility with your budget because revenue has recovered.
That's the state's nonpartisan chief economist, Natalie Mullis. She says the recovery has been slow, but it's picking up.
2015's our year. We're going to have a full, mature economic expansion in 2015.
The improved forecast will leave lawmakers with about $75 million additional dollars in the general fund budget that pays for everything from roads and schools to prisons. Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen sits on the Joint Budget Committee. She says the extra money won't do much.
We're essentially flat. Normally, in a regular legislative year, that wouldn't be an issue. I mean, it would be a non-issue.
But Giroux says this year the dynamics are different because dozens of Democratic measures are waiting to be funded.
We are going into an election year, and the Democrats, the majority, I would say probably about half of the bills that they have out there waiting will die because we just don't have the dollars for it. That dynamic is what's going to be really interesting.
People went kind of hog wild on introducing bills with big fiscal notes this year, and we're going to have to figure out how to prioritize once we get the budget set.
That's Democratic Budget Vice Chairman Pat Stedman. Democrats will debate whether to put the extra money into K-12 schools or disaster recovery, among other areas. Democratic Senator Mary Hodge of Brighton says lawmakers were hoping for an even higher forecast.
We've been not able to spend for a long time. And suddenly it looked like the opportunity was there to do some things you'd been wanting to do.
The Governor's Office of State Planning and Budgeting says Colorado's economy is one of the best in the nation, but growth around the state remains uneven. The House will take up the budget next week. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.